Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Sacred Talk with Michael Hayes and Healthy Life Radio. If you are interested in calling in for questions, you can call us at, let me get the numbers here. It disappeared. Anyway, welcome to our show. I'm going to talk a bit, and then we'll take some questions, and that's generally how we do it here. If you're new to the show, I'm going to start by saying a prayer invoking light, and we'll start with that. So, beloved Lord, we ask for your blessings upon this day and upon each of us. We ask that and balance the negativity that can be cleared for anybody who's participating be taken in mind. But through your Spirit, Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit, might come into greater consciousness and joy, greater awareness of the divine presence that flows in all things. Yes, the grace and light now and always. And we are thankful for all your blessings, Lord. And I will be done. And as and so be it. So, I'm going to give you phone numbers. So, if you're interested in calling into the show, 800-800-555-5453. I'll give it to you one more time. 800-555-5453. This is Healthy Life Radio. Okay? So, let's see what we can talk about today. I'm sure there's a lot going on the world right now. It's rather intriguing and puzzling. Interesting, scary, and I'm watching it all like everybody else with kind of a mixture of apprehension and fascination, and I prefer the fascination, so what I attempt to do for myself is to take a higher look at the whole situation, all the situations. I try to look at things as it might be perceived from on high. Let's say if God were watching all this, what would God be looking at? How would God be looking at it? One thing I've always experienced with God or spirit, anything we would term God-like or spiritual-like, is that there's an element of loving, a level of compassion, a level of acceptance seems to be present. I'm acutely aware that so many things happen in this world that I don't like, that I would consider as bad things. And yet I'm aware that God is allowing all this to take place. As much as I hate the idea of people starving or going hungry, genocide, racism, or intolerance, or pandemics, epidemics, or natural disasters, like people's lives and livelihoods. I can clearly see that this is being allowed by God. I assume that God has the power to change things if God wants to change. And that I see God allowing things to play out. I always look at this world of the school. I think everything's going on in my head. A lesson plan for soul coming out of God as individually formed by God. And that all that's going on is hopefully going to serve a higher purpose. I know that for myself, I often go through trials and tribulations because I just, my dear, it's learning. So as much as I don't like it that way, I recognize that that seems to be place where I find the greatest growth when I'm most challenged. So maybe that's true for our world, the collective people. So what I often pray for myself and pray for the world, is that the greatest strength and clarity to be able to learn what is there. We pray for the world to be able to learn what is there for the world, the world I'm mostly talking about. I suspect there's learning going on for the animals as well. And probably they're going on to the plant kingdom, called the David kingdom. I think everything in a sense is evolving and learning. But particularly on this planet, the humans have the greatest lessons and the greatest challenges. So I'm always praying for them. And that's how I come up. I'm sure you other people have their own way of doing this. But what I have found that doesn't work for me is sad about it. I worry and just about it because I don't see that I change anything. I do pray. And that's continuous. I feel that for learning, for awakening, transformation of consciousness, and for that of all. I think that prayers are heard. I think God has a more patient approach to it than I often have or we often have. So, seeing God has patience, I will have patience before. And I'm still working on it. So, ever since I've been talking about that, it's kind of been active in my mind. I've been watching the political world play out. That's fascinating. I'm sure many of you have as well. I'm encouraged that there is going to be a more thoughtful, more engaged electorate in the country trying to decide who will be the next president, decide which direction the country will take in many ways, which way the world will take. I'm interested in all that. It's not my prime focus because I'm more focused on the world beyond this world and the world that is eternal. Possibilities for me and for us than the world that is ever changing. So I do care about this world and I do care about what happens because it has a great effect on all of us. I am acutely aware of suffering myself and others, and I'm acutely aware that a lot of the suffering that we're doing isn't necessary as I see a greater world with much less suffering. These are my global problems today. I'm open to anybody who wants to call in on that phone number if you want to talk about spiritual or even the world. I'm not a doctor, so if you call me about medical conditions, I'm probably not going to be able to help you. I may have some advice for you to go, how to look at it. But I am very much focused on the spiritual and the spiritual possibility, and that spirit can't be seen. But the healing that the spirit brings is often a byproduct of the book or a process of learning rather than a direct intercession to change the conditions of a person's life. Those direct intercessions to changing the conditions of life are usually something that the doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, healers, therapists, psychiatrists, and I'm grateful for all those because they serve the country to the well-being. But I look at everything that's happening for a great purpose, divine design behind life, and that divine design has us learning and growing, coming into this world to face challenges and facing those challenges to push the great learning and great growth. As you get that learning, you get that growth, there won't be even physical difficulties, physical challenges, unknown can disappear almost instantly sometimes. I've watched this experience quite a bit. I'm not believing because of my experience. There is great power in the spirit to change everything, everything to the sense that we see. We can get ourselves in contact with a greater spirit, with the source of all this. We will sometimes intercede in a manner that changes, sometimes lack of. However, it does not do our will. It has a higher purpose than its calling. If we can get alignment with its higher purpose and that level of cooperation, sometimes there can be very tangible shifts in worldly conditions, which includes our bodies and that. So I'm all for that. So anyway, I'm going to keep talking until somebody calls in. It's not helping me talk. So, hopefully you all having a beautiful day. California is pretty nice. I'm a fan of California weather, California lifestyle, and yet I also have great appreciation for the lifestyle of the places where I travel. And I hope that all of the participants realize there is a blessing brought forward every day to every person. Just sitting there waiting for this life to come. There's a blessing God is offering to the world that we can come into the remembrance of one's source, of one's God, of one's Father. This is a spiritual promise that's made out to every soul before it comes into this creation at some point and comes back into the memory of its divine origin and then effectively turn and influence that and turn the full awareness of that and live beyond the reason of this world, live beyond from the perspective. I'm very grateful that we have the chance to have a little crowd and share our life and share our loving to one another. I think the principle blessing of all of us is that we have our ability to choose to love and act on the love even in the situations of the world. In our nation, we will push upon us, acting like the mother. The world presents strong reasons to strike that adventure against us, but the defense can't really be able to choose from that love on its own. Even when it's so obvious that make us go against that love. We're doing harm to ourselves. I'm not saying we could never defend ourselves and ourselves as loving action. Okay. Where then a violent, rageful action occurs. Can't we choose to help that and hurt. Christ Jesus continues with seven. He says, true potential, true possibility, and true way of doing things. His presence, presence that was overshadowed by his great spirit. Advantages of all the people. other people that sit on back. I mean, many that died in other places. Many of their own kind of because it became an encroachment on the society, many became changed within that society. More and more, those that became leaders and providers, those who were most aggressive, those who were most ruthless, those who were most willing to do anything. This person came to the common and society. After a period of time, going the way of the favoring them. I truly believe they were better than the rest of the world. So they subjugated them. And then lo and behold, something upon them. Great cataclysm struck. And the resistance that it struck right in their homeland. Struck completely in place that was most benefiting from all the conquest, all the feeling of wealth, and the minimum that it said in the day and night, sent to the nation. But God's ways would not be longer than that. So we are going to take a human break. We come back to the room, talk to you, your wife, and I'll tell you my story. Bless you.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
All right, we're back with Healthy Life Radio, Sacred Talk, Michael Hayes. Apparently my sound was not coming through very well, so guest calling in could not hear me, but I didn't know that. So here I am. I changed the device I'm talking to you from. Hopefully you can hear me now. So anyway, that was a story that I heard another time from the Master, and that cataclysm is something that this world is still recovering from, and we're coming into a time more and more where the great advances of that society and civilization are being returned into us, the scientific knowledge and the power to manipulate energy and even genetics. All these things are coming back. And as they come back, it's going to be very interesting to see if we as a species, if we as people, can be wiser in our choices. Can we be wiser in use of this great power? There are places in this world where there are remnants of the effect of nuclear war. Nuclear war has happened on this planet before. Probably the most known one, although regular people would never admit it, is in a place called Mohenjo-Daro, which is now in modern Pakistan, which used until about 80 years ago was India, northern India, Mohenjo-Daro. And it's very interesting in Mohenjo-Daro, when they were doing excavations, they uncovered some very, very interesting things. First of all, Mohenjo-Daro is a very ancient city in that part of India. The archaeologists are willing to admit it's at least 6,000 years old, though it is much older than that. But they pull through on numbers bigger than that. It creates too much controversy. So if they say 6,000 years, other archaeologists scoff at it, but it's at least relatively accepted. However, when they were excavating in Mohenjo-Daro, they came upon two rather amazing things. Deep under ruins, they discovered skeletons that were fused together with other skeletons, which was very hard to understand because they knew the heat to fuse together skeletons would have had to be at least 3,000 to 4,000 degrees of heat. And they thought, what in an ancient time could have created that kind of heat? But then they noticed rather remarkably the radiation levels around all these skeletons were very intense. The radiation levels around the skeletons were more intense than the remains around Hiroshima or Nagasaki in Japan where atomic bombs were thrown. And so Mohenjo-Daro was one of those cities that was destroyed in a great nuclear war that took place, which Indians, people of India, actually wrote about in their ancient books, which is the Bhagavad Gita. In ancient books, they talk about a great war being fought and a bolt of fire being shot through the sky that destroyed whole cities, which was their way of trying to describe what was happening in the nuclear war. And so this is a very, very troubling truth that we have gone down that way before as a people, and there have been societies destroyed through nuclear conflict. Even though we would want to think, no, this is new information, nobody could have ever had this before. If you just look at how fast we moved from the Dark Ages into the Renaissance, into the WoW that we have now, you're talking 500 or 600 years, 700 years. Societies can spring up and knowledge and technology can spring up so fast. And so it is very important that we be very conscious about what we're doing with energy and the use of energy and how important it is to us and how the misuse of it can be very detrimental to our world. So we pray for peace. We pray for wise use of energetic powers. And we support those things that are encouraging us to use the energy of our world in a better, kinder, cleaner way. The world before is starting to be discovered. They keep finding more ruins in different places, largely in Turkey, in that Middle Eastern place, and the carbon dating keeps getting older. They keep saying, well, this one was 13,000 years old. Now this one is 15,000 years old. And then they have some carbon dating of a place in Bosnia, which is you know, we're near Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia, where the dating is showing 25,000 years per structure. And there's a place in Indonesia where the carbon dating has also 25,000 years old. And these aren't like little buildings, these are big buildings. And so there's a world that came before that it disappeared. And we are moving into this high society and its incredible ability to create amazing things. We need to match that with an elevation of consciousness so that we can be responsible creators in how we use this greater technology, this greater ability to shape the world, to shape a reality. The power is coming back to us collectively. Will we use it wisely, or will we remake the mistakes that the ancients made and cause massive destruction to the world? All of the ancient civilizations have the story of the Great Flood. And even the more primitive ones talk about it, the island cultures talk about it, coast of Mexico, they talk about it, all over South America, all the native peoples have the story of the Great Flood. All over Asia, they have the story of it. Plato talked about it. Even Christ knew about it and told the story about it. Not every story he ever told made it into the Gospels. He was omniscient and had the ability to know all things, should they be important. And that was a story told to his disciples to try and free them from the illusion the Messiah must come and lead the revolt to take up arms to have power over the Romans and then eventually power over the world. That model of conquest, that model of conquerors is very ingrained in all the peoples of the world. And that the message he came was a different message. He came with a message of release from that approach, from the inevitable destruction that would follow from that approach, taken out to its conclusion, taken out to its worst result. For the world has done that before. So let us know that and remember that. Okay, well, we're going to take another 2-minute break, and we'll come back after that. We'll talk some more about whatever we talk about. Thank you.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hi, we're back. This is Healthy Life Radio and Sacred Talk with Michael Hayes. And I think we have a caller. This is Michael. Who is this?
Hi, Michael. It's Brenda here from Australia.
Hello, Brenda here. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for taking the call. I got moved inwardly very strongly, and Susie in New Zealand encouraged me to ring you.
Ah, well, here you
so
are.
I'm doing that.
Uh-oh.
I'm following
nice
my heart.
You, Brenda.
You mentioned the Great Flood. I know I was there at that time.
Yeah.
And when you said it, I just got a surge through my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I've had this since a small child.
Yeah.
As I think I spoke to you before about having a very strong link with Enoch and Noah and all of that.
Right.
So, but what I was wanted to talk to you about was, I've also went that journey of going up there and God choosing to send me back. That happened in the last 18 months. So I'm back here.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned about other planets, I've been getting a lot about the Emerald Healing Planet, and there's some great angels coming to help the world.
Right.
And it was like touching down in Venus, where I've had Venus and Orion. So is there anything that you could share about all that? Because it's very clear inside of me when I go in that sacred place. And in that place, I was shown the wonderful work that you do in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, my God, thank God you're here.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for you. Well, we're all contributing as we can and as we are willing to surrender to what the Source wants, including these great archangels that are moving more and more into engagement here. The world is ready for more support, so more support is being allowed. There is obviously extraterrestrial things going on as well. They really study crop circles and see the evidence, even if they've never seen a UFO, but I certainly know a lot of people that have. I've seen them somewhere.
You're fading a bit, Michael.
Can now you hear me now?
Yeah, a bit better.
Okay. So there's definitely a lot of beautiful things coming to us from the spirit world, from the non-material world, and then also things connected to other planets. Venus is definitely a planet of progression where consciousness has changed. The beings were living on Venus. They do live, in a sense, on Venus, except they don't live physically like we do. It's like a different frequency of existence that still exists, and souls progress there, and when they were asked to, and those that were agreed to came into this world here to seed this planet for its progression, to come in here to be all pioneers that would then eventually help to show the way for an awakening of consciousness on this earth. Particularly you mentioned Orion. In the Orion system, there is a master school there. that many masters would have come through, that when they come into world to be teachers and to be wayshowers, to be messengers, to be prophets, that's one of the places of training that they go. And it's known in the universe, known in the galaxy as a very high and special place.
There was this Emerald Healing Planet. It is just, it seems like it's a long, long way away.
Yeah.
But if I've got an emerald ring on my hand, and I've got a, it's just the energy.
Well, you have an attunement to that and the healing frequency and of that world. But there's so many sources of healing, because ultimately God is the source of all healing. And some, just like different stones, different materials can hold frequency and hold energy. It's almost like if you look to frequency as a communication, then these things can, in a sense, hold the communication and, in a sense, transmit that communication. So they bring messages forward. And so healing on a frequency level is the healing by a message. And we receive that message, and when we receive that message, our system starts to adapt to that, what that message is bringing us. And when we're talking about the Emerald Healing Planet, or emeralds, and that green color, it is a message of balance, and therefore a message of healing.
And I've got a map of the world here that spins, and I put a colored light on it that was, you know, it was battery operated. Mm-hmm. And the Maha Challenge of the color rays came, and mm-hmm. I just asked for that to go through the planet. And then I saw the Emerald Healing Ray go around the planet with yep. gold and sparkles.
Sure. We all have the power to ask for those
Sorry?
Things. We all have the power to ask for that support to the planet. Always asking for their highest good, but yeah. It will do that.
Well, I've been asking. JR gave to me about 6 months ago to ask for the highest God good, and I just doing that. I don't know what difference.
Well, that's just whatever the highest God good. Well, I think the highest good is. I would think the highest good is what God would want, but the highest God good helps us focus on the highest good that God wants, rather than the highest good that we want emotionally. Because emotionally, we may want a utopia here, but then that might defeat God's purpose. Because how much will we learn in utopia? We would sit around and bliss all the time. But what will we really be learning? Will we really be growing? So the highest good, I think, would be to create a world where we can learn more easily. And learn we must. And we learn through challenge. So I don't think God's intent is for us to create a utopia instantly. I think God's highest intent is for us to become aware that
I agree with you, but I seem to use this when things are happening. That, anyway, I will process what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, bless you. And thank you for calling and sharing. And I love the emerald ray and the green and all that. I've worked a lot with that color in my own life. I've had to do a lot of healing for myself, and that's just part of what I've used. So bless you, and bless you. Are you in Australia?
Thank you. When are you going to come to Australia, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while, but I'll come again. Invite me. I'll try and work something out. All right.
Okay.
Love to Thank everybody
you.
In Australia.
Love to Alicia as well.
Thank you. Be well.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank
we're
you.
Taking another break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
All right, so here we are again. This is Michael Hayes. By the way, people wanted to reach you, you can probably reach me best at awaketolove.com. It's AWAKETOLOVE.com. And my email is michael@awaketolove.com. So, anyway, who are we talking to now? This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Linda. Thank you for doing this.
All right, Linda. Nice to hear your voice. How can I help you today?
Well, first of all, thank you for everything you shared so far, especially with that last sharing. I just have to say I'm experiencing so much joy lately. The joy is like through the roof, and there seems to be a lot of loving, a lot of support. I can relate to when you said that we are getting support. It seems to be completely off the charts, though, with the joy. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if you can speak to that, to all of this joy that seems to be just, like, exploding everywhere right now.
Well, it's exploding everywhere for you. Other people and the guys at Strip are probably struggling more to find that joy, and probably a lot of people in Ukraine as well. But joy is that sign of the presence of spirit. And we're having more of a flooding of the earth with the spirit, even when simultaneously there is a lot of negativity being expressed in the world in ways that we could easily lead us to think that things are getting worse in the world. And yet there's more and more light coming into the world, which is activating joy in those people who are able to get in touch with that joy. There's a real interesting thing about the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is something that we will experience inside ourselves. We will feel pleasure. We will feel good. Something will happen that we like, and we will get happy inside ourselves. And you will know, I, Linda, feel happy. Or I, Michael, feel happy. But joy really happens to us when we get outside ourselves, we get beyond ourselves. Joy happens for us when we get away from our individual story and get away from all the storyline that's going on inside of us about the world, about ourselves, about things. When we have joy, we just have it comes upon us. But what really happens is we free ourselves from us, free ourselves from a limited definition of ourselves as this body, this form, this mind, these emotions, and we get in touch with our soul nature, which is non-physical, which goes beyond the physical body. And so it taps into the physical body, but it exists beyond the body. And if we can connect into that soul of nature, joy is a natural byproduct. Mm. It is a peace that comes upon us. It is a smile, a delight that comes upon us. Now, sometimes sometimes we can't really tell, is it in my body or out of the body, but it activates when we get beyond the self. One of the things we know about joy is that joy brings us into the moment. See, we can get happy about thinking about something good to happen, like, oh, later I'm going to get to do that, I'm going to get ice cream, or I'm going to get to do something. Or we can get happy from nostalgic thoughts, thinking about a great time that happened in our life. So, happiness we can have it in time. Joy actually takes us, in a sense, beyond time. We only have joy in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have joy now. Joy is the gift of now. And so you are having an experience of now. And I'm having an experience of now talking to you, and I'm having joy. The joy of being with what is present. The game of our individual consciousness is a game in time and space. It's a game of before and after. It's a game of worrying about what's next, or comparing what's now to what happened before. The mechanisms of consciousness, mostly the mind and the emotions, and we could call it the ego, are all about comparison, all about contrast, all about measuring reality, all about trying to get more, trying to avoid pain, trying to increase pleasure. There's effort, there's urgency. But joy is a different thing. Joy is content. Joy is in the moment. Joy is a breath. Joy is a sigh. Joy is looking at that sunset and suddenly we're more than ourselves. We're connecting into it. We freed ourselves from a little story of the haves and have-nots. We've leapt into this greater reality where we have eternal togetherness with all that God has made and all that God is. And in that eternal togetherness, we experience the great truth, Jesus proclaimed it as the Father and I are one. But then he also said we all would do as he has done. He surrendered fully the story of his individuation, released it, and gave himself over to the truth of his oneness with God, but his also oneness with all of life, oneness with all of us. And in that oneness, his joy was complete. And his joy was so great, it automatically activated the joy in others. And others were released from the confinement of their negative story, the confinement of their fear, the confinement of their doubt, the confinement of their limited view of possibility. They were freed, and in that moment with him, they knew and they experienced the eternal togetherness of God. You are having that experience more and more. And the world is having that experience made more easily available. And so the potential for the knowing of joy is enhanced. But it's a potential. It's not a given. People have to let go and let God. They have to be let themselves be released from the confinement of their individual story. Confinement of their wants and their lacks and their hurts and their animosities and their resentments and guilt. Just live now in this completeness that is the joy of spirit. Joy is the sign of the presence of spirit. And the spirit is everywhere and everything always. So that means joy is entirely available always. So it's not so much that more joy is being brought to us. It's that we're being called more into the joy and more people are answering that call. And it is the Spirit of God that calls us into itself, calls us into that joy. That is
into remembrance.
Yeah. Yeah. We're coming back to something that we've always known, just forgotten. And as you come into that remembrance, your joy is complete. And you have the divine togetherness. You have the oneness with God. you know the Holy of Holies, the Holy One, that made all this and sustains all this, and lives in and through all of us and all of reality. It is the consciousness of grace itself that supports all this and sings through all this. It's the delightful call. And so, my friend, be in this joy, live this joy, share this joy, not through effort, not even through action, but through willingness to be surrendered over to it. Christ Jesus said that of himself he could do nothing. He allowed the Father through him to do its own work and accomplish everything. This is our heritage, this is our promise. Bless you and bless us all. God bless everybody. Thank you for listening in today. My love to you all. Amen.